Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and the Thinking LSAT podcast. Today we have an email from Katie. Ben and Nathan, huge fan of the podcast. What are your thoughts on the Oxford comma? I have always used it, and I have recently seen TikToks referring to it. I don't think we've ever talked about TikTok on this show. This is kind of refreshing. Or on the Thinking LSAT podcast. Anyways, here's a TikTok for reference. The Oxford comma seems to be well-liked, but is it acceptable to use in personal statements or legal writing? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Feel free to use my name, blah, blah, blah. Katie, this is a easy question to answer. I did legal writing consulting for the top firms in the world for 5 years before starting LSAT craziness. And hands down, not only can you use the Oxford comma in your personal statements, you should. That is the legal standard. If you're not using the Oxford comma, you're taking the journalist route, which is not preferred in the legal world because of the ambiguity it can create. If you're still looking for proof, at least a few years ago, all 9 justices on the Supreme Court used the Oxford comma. And for those of you who don't know what the Oxford comma is, if you have a list of 3 or more items, by the way, you should not probably go over 3 items, but if you have a list of 3 items, you need a comma before the last conjunction, which would be and or. So for example, my friends, Nathan, Wade, and Kate were happy, I would want a comma before and Kate. I need that last comma. That's the Oxford comma, and the legal world prefers it.
Yeah. I never did legal writing consulting. I don't really know very much about grammar rules, period. I do know what sounds correct. And if you don't use the Oxford comma, you suck. Like, you have to use the Oxford comma. It's easier to read.
It's even bad in journalism. I hate the reason that they exclude it. They exclude it because it takes up space. And it's like, a comma? Okay. You want to fucking create confusion for a comma?
Right. No, I mean, a comma is a pause, right? It's like a bit of a breath. It's a cadence of the sentence. Mm-hmm. And you would never say, my friends Nathan, Wade, and Kate were happy. You would say, my friends Nathan, Wade, and Kate were happy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe that was a good example. But
it's Everybody's like, yes. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Well, it's the, yeah. Anyway, you need that comma before Wade or after Wade. So otherwise, it's after the second to last element in your list, you need the comma. Yeah. That's the Oxford comma, and you should do it. Let's talk about TikTok. I don't use TikTok. I downloaded TikTok because my niece, Haley, wanted to show me some of her bitchin' TikTok moves. Yeah. And I downloaded it just to be like, all right, let me, you know, see what this kid is doing. And it immediately made me so uncomfortable to see her doing these TikTok dances. Do your kids, by the way, do TikTok dances? Are they constantly doing tweaky, twitchy little things like routines?
I have 4 boys and they are all on.
All on TikTok?
No, not on TikTok. They might be on something like Discord or something like that, but they're not doing TikTok.
Maria's... What about, do they do like trick shots?
No, I don't
know. Do they make little videos of themselves doing crazy trick shots?
No, they don't do that either. They don't care. They don't give a fuck.
Huh. I think that's good. You're raising kids who are not all over the social media. That's excellent. Yeah, I love my niece to death, but I had to stop watching. I couldn't see her do her TikTok dance routine, so I had to get off of TikTok. So anyway,
bye, TikTok.
Shocker, listeners. The old men, Ben and Nathan, are not on TikTok, but we do use the Oxford comma. So thanks for writing in.
Cool. If you have more grammar questions or LSAT/law school admissions related comments, news, whatever, email us at daily@lsatdemon.com. Thanks for listening.